Hello, and welcome to the We're Not Stumped podcast. I'm your host, Mike Boland, and I'm a congenital amputee of the right hand. In this show, I will interview other amputees and allow them to tell you their incredible life stories. I'll also feature family members of amputees and others who support the amputee community, all in an effort to discuss the challenges and triumphs of those living with limb loss. So stick around and listen to inspirational stories and find out why we say we're not stumped.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to the We're Not Stumped podcast. I'm your host, Mike Boland. And today, as you can hear in the background, I'm on location. I'm in beautiful Marana, Arizona, which is just outside of Tucson. And I'm here to learn more about an organization called Freedom's Wings Arizona. What they do is take people with disabilities up in gliders.
Freedom's Wings Arizona operates out of the Tucson Soaring Club in Marana, Arizona. They are a nonprofit organization run by and for people with disabilities. Their About Us page on freedomwingsaz.org highlights their purpose, which is to bring the world of soaring to persons with disabilities, both physical and developmental. Some of the ways they accomplish this include exposing persons with disabilities to the soaring experience through therapeutic recreation, teaching qualified persons with disabilities to soar, with the option to solo and attain a private glider license or beyond, and providing training for instructors, ground crew, and flying students. Freedom Wings Arizona is patterned after another similar nonprofit called Freedom Wings International, which has been providing similar service for over 35 years. The first person who I was able to spend time with was Chuck Penny, a glider pilot since 1973, who lightheartedly told me about his position within the organization and even more about this fantastic organization.
I get to be the president of the Freedom Wings Arizona. Frankly, it's a big board. Ernie founded it, and it's based on one that was almost 30-some-odd years ago out of New Jersey, Freedom Wings International. And it was just really exciting to be able to participate.
Now, how did you get started with the organization?
So I've been a glider pilot since 1973. I went to the Air Force Academy. My dream was to go there and fly gliders, and I got to be an instructor there, and I carried on doing that, and I've been instructing since 74 or 5. And in 2002, when I moved here to Tucson, I eventually found out about what's going on with out here, the Tucson Soaring. So I joined and started teaching here. So I've been here 20 years now. And it's just been such a glorious way to spend time in the desert. People that don't want to be here in the summer don't fly gliders. You know, that's the superb time to go long distance cross country to get high in altitude when you have to wear a jacket to stay warm at 14,000 feet summertime. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I heard you say that earlier, that when you're up there, you're going to be a little cold. Even in summer, where in Marana, Arizona, it gets up to close to 120.
Sure.
What does it mean, your mission mean with Freedom Wings Arizona? What does it mean when you see people like we saw today get off? He's just so exhilarated. What does that mean to you?
Well, I'm probably going to choke up a little here because it is so exciting to see their expression and their voices. I mean, many of them kind of have the wheelchair as their main mode of transportation, and they repeatedly say the ability to see that off to the side while they soar like a bird and get a chance to enjoy the experience. And often they come with some reluctance almost to fly. They're a little nervous about how it's going to be, and they might be afraid of heights, so they're afraid to handle the stick at first, and they progress through enjoying the experience flying the aircraft themselves, and then wanting to do the little, it's not aerobatics, but some aggressive maneuvers. We call them Top Gun maneuvers, lazy aids, and some tight turns and stuff. And they get to where they're almost shouting joy at the end of it. And when they land, the canopy comes up, and their arms are high in the air, and they're stoked. And it's something they talk about and they treasure. And it's as much exciting for us, members of this club, because we love this sport, to be able to share it with somebody, especially somebody who recognizes what a thrill it could be. It's just, it makes you feel good. I mean, this is a nonprofit mission of the Tucson Soaring, get people into the art, science, motorless flight, but to extend that into the disabled community and to provide it to them at no cost is just heartwarming for us.
Well, I witnessed all the yay when people were coming down. And I also, to be honest, I'm nervous. I don't know whether I want to go up. Maybe next time.
Please do.
Yeah, that'd be fun. What does the future look like for your organization? What are you looking forward to continue to do?
Well, you know, the hardest part is getting started. And one of the benefits we have is the Tucson Soaring Clubs has this infrastructure, a lease with the Bureau of Land Management, an airport that we maintain, an airfield, if you will. We have an entire fleet of club gliders. We provide instruction. We've got trained FAA trained pilots. We've got tow planes. We have all the ability to get things going. So when Freedom Wings came along, it was able to glob onto that infrastructure and now focus on how do we reach out to the disabled community, let them know of this experience, and just as importantly, reach out to the donors in that, because there's an expense to operate this thing. And Tucson Soaring Club gives us this wonderful deal of at cost to do everything, but we still have to pay for it. So getting the message to the donors so that they can see what a change this means for people that don't always have everything going in their favor and what an impact it can be is really the beauty of how this works. But it's been a challenge. This is our fourth flight day. And so so far now I have 34 people that we've gotten up flying.
Wow.
I'm sorry, 24 people that we've gotten up flying, and we will hope to expand it. So a lot of the stuff's been done with the adaptive athletes of the University of Arizona and the Southern Arizona Adaptive Sports Group. We want to expand it much wider. You know, if you look at the statistics, there's over 1.5 million people that have mental and physical disabilities in the state of Arizona. And we know a lot of them would love to have this experience. And so you got a lot of devoted aviators who want to extend to that mission. Not all of us have a tremendous amount of nonprofit experience and raising money and stuff like that, but people are starting to come around. People are seeing this and exposed to what a benefit this can be to the disabled community. And they're coming forth with the dollars that helps us do a lot of these flight days. So we hope to expand this thing exponentially if we can, because there is the opportunity. And the club members love to volunteer for this. Everything's volunteer. All the people participating are volunteering their time. And we're just basically have to cover the cost of the aircraft and other expenses of keeping Tucson Soaring Club alive. So it's a wonderful thing.
It is. And while you may not have the background, as you said, for a nonprofit, you come with passion and passion to help people. And at the end of the day, I think that's the most important thing. So thank you so much for taking a few minutes of your time to tell me more about your organization. I really appreciate it.
Mike, a real pleasure. It really has been. Next time you're coming up and I'm taking you up whether you want to or not.
Well, now I'm with William Alms. And William, you're the one who introduced me to this great organization. So first of all, thank you so much for doing that.
You're welcome. It's a great pleasure to have you here.
Oh, I'm honored.
I hope you enjoyed your day, everything you saw.
I'm overwhelmed because of how much you do and all the great things everyone. There's a group of people out there that are working their butts off to make sure that this goes as planned. And, you know, I'm honored to be out here. How did you get your start out with this organization?
So I, about 2.5 years ago, I started flying here, and I don't know if I'm the only one, but I was the one at that time that was active, a person with disability flying here. And when Ernie Hilborn started this thing, it brought about, and Chuck Penny, the president, invited me to become a member and be an advocate for the people with disability. And luckily, I had a few connections.
Yeah.
What brought us together, we met.
Yeah.
And it has been wonderful because I think I told you when I first told you about the operations here, I told you when you see the smile on their faces coming out of the airplane, it makes everything worth it.
Yeah.
And you have the opportunity to see what I meant by that.
Oh, yeah, many times. I bet you there was at least, 10, 15 flights today so far, and everyone that got out was just beaming ear to ear. So I probably should have led with this because depending on how the camera angle is, you are a left above knee amputee.
I'm a left above amputee. I have been for the last 15 years. It was an accident. It is related to aircraft, but not related to fly.
Got it.
But fly is one thing that has been in my life since the day I was born. My father was a pilot, a military pilot, and introduced me to airplanes. I loved, and I've been flying for since I was 17 years old.
Well, you first jumped out of a plane, I think, at 15. Is that correct?
At 15, I started skydiving. And then after that, I switched to hang glider and paragliders and did a little bit of everything.
And you're about ready, from what I just heard a second ago, a little private conversation you were having with a friend, you're about ready to get certified, if I'm not mistaken, here?
I am a private pilot. I have been for just over a year. And hopefully before May, I will be a commercial pilot glider.
That's what it was. Okay, yeah. I didn't want to misquote you on that.
And after that, if everything keeps going well, as it has been, I'm going to start working towards becoming a flight instructor.
Very nice. And that's some of the volunteers we have here, I take it.
Yes.
And this, how long has this establishment been here? The name of it, how long has it been here? And I might be putting you on the spot.
Yes, I don't know exactly the details of how long they exist in this location, but I know it's from 40s. The
wow.
Tucson Soaring Club
has
been around for a long, long time.
Yeah, and I've heard a lot of great things about the Soaring Club while I've been here. So
yes, well, you saw everyone here is a volunteer.
Yes,
the tow pilots, the flight instructors, the line crew, the ground crew, everyone here volunteers their time to keep the club running.
Yeah, and they're doing a great job. I mean, you're saying that pretty much every weekend there's always something going on within the Freedom's Wings part of it.
No, every weekend we have regular operations flying. Freedom's Wings is a little, we have a process where we have to do the fundraising because our main goal is to guarantee that every guest has, there's zero cost.
Fantastic.
For the guest. They are not paying anything, nothing. And we do the fundraising to guarantee. So take us a little bit of time to get the fundraising, secure everything we need, and make sure that now the Tucson Soaring Club, we have every weekend, of course, weather permitting. We have instruction Saturday and Sunday, 4 hours in the morning instruction. They have a great group of students. They have we have several youth under 18 that are learning. And it's moving fast. We have some amazing young pilots here.
Yeah, that's great. I want to ask you some questions about your own journey, because as far as we met on a amputee support group done by Hanger, done by Beth Eubanks was on that, and Christy Atha. I just want to make sure that we say their names, because they're great people, as you know.
Yes.
So as far as your journey, what is something as an amputee that you know now that maybe you didn't realize before?
Well, my experience, I always thought that it could be when you suffer in a traumatic event like this, it could be the end of your life, of your, not your life, but
as you knew it, maybe.
Or you would have to give up too much in life and everything. Yeah. And It is a different thing, because at the moment that I suffered the accident, when I woke up in the hospital, I knew I would go back to everything I wanted to do. I made a decision at that point that my life would go back to normal. And I worked with a prosthetic company, with Hanger, and they fit me. So my accident was in May. In August, I was walking again. And December was flying again.
Well, how important is it to have that attitude? Because you made that decision right away, it sounds like.
Yes, I can only speak for myself.
Yeah, understood.
But what worked for me is to set my goals. So it kept me moving forward.
Nice.
Not even for a second I look back. Never thought, oh, I wish it was the same way. I knew it would never be the same way, so you have to go for it.
Yeah.
There's no other way.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's important for mental health, physical health, and not only my health, but everyone around me, because it's something that impacts everyone.
Yeah, absolutely. And you were talking about your prosthetic journey and how quickly, it seems to me like you were able to get fitted rather quickly.
Yeah.
And what do you attribute that to?
I think, well, the support team that came from the prosthetic company has, from Hanger Prosthetic, they were feeding me at the hospital. They were start working with me. I was still at the hospital. Yeah. And also has to be with, I think, with my attitude that I want to make it happen.
Yeah.
I want it to be fast. I cannot wait.
And you've already been, I shouldn't say already been, because it's been a while, but you told me about this huge motorcycle ride you took in your fifth year anniversary, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes. On 2000, my accident was in May 1st, May Day of everything. May Day, 2009. In 2014, I decided that I was going to celebrate by going back to riding motorcycles. That has always been a passion. I bought a motorcycle. I did some test rides for a week. And my brother and I, we took off and went on a 3,000-mile journey.
Is there any special accommodations you need as a motorcycle rider?
Well, my motorcycle has automatic transmission.
Okay.
I can use pedal shifting, but it's an automatic transmission. Other than that, it's just a regular ride.
Yeah, just going to Parker and where else? I mean, you went so many different places. 3,000 miles.
3,000 miles on and off road. And it was a beautiful, beautiful trip.
That's great. As you look forward, and especially to what you're doing with Freedom's Wings Arizona, what are you looking forward to as you move forward within the organization?
I would like to help with the flights, because right now I'm not flying our guests, but I want to do it as soon as I can. And if I become an instructor, I would love to train people with disability like me and show that this is possible and this is something that they can do.
Well, I think that's what the whole everything is about here, showing everyone the great things about how peaceful it is up there. That's what I keep hearing. It's like you get up there and it's
it is peaceful most of the time. There are some days that we have to work hard.
Yeah.
But it's very rewarding. It you know, if you like flying, this is the way to go.
After spending some great time with the board members of Freedom's Wings Arizona, I really wanted to find out a little bit more from the people that actually went up in the gliders.
Okay, so now I'm here with Abby, who just landed a few minutes ago. Abby, tell me a little bit about yourself, though, first of all.
Yeah, so I'm Abby Coffin. I'm a student athlete at the University of Arizona. I have cerebral palsy, and I play for the school's wheelchair basketball team.
That's fantastic. And her friend Mackenzie just went up. So I got to ask you, what is Mackenzie going through since you just went up? What is Mackenzie going through right now?
Well, Mackenzie's a little bit scared. I know she was a little bit nervous about it. So I'm looking forward to seeing her reaction when she gets back down. The glider is really cool because you can kind of feel everything that's happening. Like the slightest change, you can feel if you're going over a patch of hot air, you can feel the change and how that affects how high or how low you're flying. So that was kind of cool. So I'm looking forward to seeing her reaction when she gets off because I know she's a little bit nervous about it right now.
Well, Mackenzie's going up and I'm not. I mean, they offered me possibly going up. I'm like, yeah, maybe next time. I'm not sure. So what does this mean for you to go up in a glider like this and have this opportunity?
I think it's really cool because it's something you wouldn't necessarily think you would ever get the opportunity to have. I think it's one of those things that you wouldn't think disabled people would want to participate in. So just having that chance and having that opportunity is really meaningful, knowing that there's organizations who want to make every activity like this accessible. It just makes me feel really welcomed, and it makes me feel kind of empowered knowing that there's people who want to make everything accessible to people with disabilities.
Absolutely. This organization is just fantastic. Yeah. So what are you looking forward to your future? What are you looking to do as you move forward in your life?
So career-wise, I want to go into occupational therapy. So my major is rehabilitation, studies, and services. And then I'm also minoring in sport and recreation. Perfect. So kind of stuff like this is really cool because relating to my minor, it's cool to see how empowering recreation activities can be, especially for like disenfranchised populations. But then occupational therapy is kind of my long-term career goal.
Well, I wish you nothing but the best of luck, and I can't thank you enough for taking a few minutes of your time to be on the We're Not Stumped podcast.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Next, I met with Sam and Haley, members of the U of A women's wheelchair basketball team. And I asked them what it meant for them to go up, and they were very appreciative of the time they were able to spend up in the air in those beautiful gliders, and they had some special messages for Freedom's Wings, Arizona.
I wanted to thank them so much because it was an awesome opportunity. I wouldn't had the opportunity otherwise. I wouldn't even think. Like, I had no clue what a glider was before before this opportunity. So, really cool.
So did you get here and go, uh-oh, no engine?
No, so I did do a little research before coming out to sort of get an idea.
That's awesome.
Yeah, probably the same thing, just to thank them, and I think it's just so cool what they're doing, and like they said, they're obviously, like, it's, like, a very new thing that they're doing, so that they're just, like, cool to be here at the beginning, and they're constantly, like they said, trying to, like, expand it, so it'll be cool to see what they do.
What a great day to take the We're Not Stumped podcast on the road to Marana and meet with Freedom's Wings Arizona. I'd like to thank William, Chuck, and Ernie, and everyone with that organization, plus a special shout-out to the U of A women's wheelchair basketball team for giving me a few minutes of their time. To find out more about Freedom's Wings Arizona, go to their website at freedomswingsaz.org.
That was the We're Not Stumped podcast, hosted by Mike Boland. If you want to be a guest on the program, reach out to Mike at his email address, mike@mikeboland.com. This podcast is produced by One Hand Man Productions. If you are looking to start your podcast, go to onehandmanproductions.com.